crash avoidance. No matter how careful you are, there will be times when you find yourself in a tight spot. Your chances of getting out safely depend on your ability to react quickly and properly. Often, a crash occurs because a rider is not prepared or skilled in crash avoidance maneuvers. Know when and how to stop or swerve, two skills critical in avoiding a crash. It is not always desirable or possible to stop quickly to avoid an obstacle. Riders must also be able to swerve around an obstacle. Determining which skill is necessary for the situation is important as well. Studies show that most crash-involved riders underbrake the front tire and overbrake the rear. Did not separate braking from swerving or did not choose swerving when it was appropriate. The following information offers some good advice. Quick stops. To stop quickly, apply both brakes at the same time. Don't be shy about using the front brake, but don't grab it either. Squeeze the brake lever firmly and progressively. If the front wheel locks, release the front brake immediately, then reapply it firmly. At the same time, press down on the rear brake. If you accidentally lock the rear brake on a good traction surface, you can keep it locked until you have completely stopped, but even with a locked rear wheel, you can control the motorcycle on a straightaway if it is upright and going in a straight line. Stopping quickly in a curve. If you know the technique, using both brakes in a turn is possible, although it should be done very carefully. When leaning the motorcycle, some of the traction is used for cornering. Less traction is available for stopping. A skid can occur if you apply too much brake. Also, using the front brake incorrectly on a slippery surface may be hazardous. Use caution and squeeze the brake lever, never grab. If you must stop quickly while turning in a curve, first straighten and square the handlebars, then stop. If you find yourself in a situation that does not allow straightening first, such as when there is a danger of running off the road in a left-hand curve, or when facing oncoming traffic in a right-hand curve, apply the brakes smoothly and gradually. As you slow, you can reduce your lean angle and apply more brake pressure until the motorcycle is straight and maximum brake pressure can be applied. Always straighten the handlebars in the last few feet of stopping to maintain your balance and remain upright. Pictures on page 25. Stopping distance. Swerve, then brake. Brake, then swerve. Continuing with the text. Maximum straight line braking. Maximum straight line braking is accomplished by fully applying front and rear brakes without locking either wheel. Keep your body centered over the motorcycle and look well ahead, not down. This will help you keep the motorcycle in as straight a line as possible, minimizing lean angle and the likelihood of the wheels losing traction. Front wheel skids. If the front wheel locks, release the front brake immediately and completely. Reapply the brake smoothly. Front wheel skids result in immediate loss of steering control and balance. Failure to fully release the brake lever immediately will result in a crash. Rear wheel skids. A skidding rear tire is a dangerous condition that can result in a violent crash and serious injury or death. Too much rear brake pressure causes rear wheel lockup. As soon as the rear wheel locks, your ability to change direction is lost. To regain control, the brake must be released. However, if the rear wheel is out of alignment with the front, there is a risk of a high side crash. This occurs when the wheels are out of alignment and a locked rear wheel is released. The motorcycle can abruptly snap upright and tumble, throwing the rider into the air ahead of the motorcycle's path. Even slight misalignment can result in a high side crash. Pictures on page 26. Constant curves. Multiple curves. Decreasing curves, tighter turns. Widening curves. Continuing with the text. Cornering. A primary cause of single vehicle crashes is motorcyclists running wide in a curve or turn and colliding with the roadway or a fixed object. Every curve is different. Be alert to whether a curve remains constant, gradually widens, gets tighter, or involves multiple turns. Ride within your skill level and posted speed limits. Your best path may not always follow the curve of the road. Change lane position depending on traffic, road conditions, and curve of the road. If no traffic is present, start at the outside of a curve to increase your line of sight and the effective radius of the turn. As you turn, move toward the inside of the curve, and as you pass the center, move to the outside to exit. Another alternative is to move to the center of your lane before entering a curve and stay there until you exit. This permits you to spot approaching traffic as soon as possible. You can also adjust for traffic crowding the center line or debris blocking part of your lane. Handling dangerous surfaces. Your chance of falling or being involved in a crash increases whenever you ride across uneven surfaces or obstacles, slippery surfaces, railroad tracks, grooves and gratings. Uneven surfaces and obstacles. Watch for uneven surfaces such as bumps, broken pavement, potholes, or small pieces of highway trash. Try to avoid obstacles by slowing or going around them. If you must go over the obstacle, first determine if it is possible. Approach it at as close to a 90-degree angle as possible. Look where you want to go to control your path of travel. If you have to ride over the obstacle, you should slow down as much as possible before contact. Make sure the motorcycle is straight. Rise slightly off the seat with your weight on the footrests to absorb the shock with your knees and elbows and avoid being thrown off the motorcycle. Just before contact, roll on the throttle slightly to lighten the front end. If you ride over an object on the street, pull off the road and check your tires and rims for damage before riding any farther. Slippery surfaces. Motorcycles handle better when ridden on surfaces that permit good traction. Surfaces that provide poor traction include wet pavement, particularly just after it starts to rain and before surface oil washes to the side of the road, gravel roads, or where sand and gravel collect, mud, leaves, snow, and ice, lane markings, painted lines, steel plates and manhole covers, especially when wet. To ride safely on slippery surfaces, reduce speed. Slow down before you get to a slippery surface to lessen your chances of skidding. Your motorcycle needs more distance to stop, and it is particularly important to reduce speed before entering wet curves. Avoid sudden moves. Any sudden change in speed or direction can cause a skid. Be as smooth as possible when you speed up, shift gears, turn, or brake. Use both brakes. The front brake is still effective even on a slippery surface. Squeeze the brake lever gradually to avoid locking the front wheel. Remember, gentle pressure on the rear brake. The center of a lane can be hazardous when wet. When it starts to rain, ride in the tire tracks left by cars. Often, the left tire track will be the best position, depending on traffic and other road conditions. Watch for oil spots when you put your foot down to stop or park. You may slip and fall. Dirt and gravel collect along the sides of the road, especially on curves and ramps leading to and from highways. Be aware of what's on the edge of the road, particularly when making sharp turns and getting on or off freeways at high speeds. Rain dries and snow melts faster on some sections of a road than on others. Patches of ice tend to develop in low or shaded areas and on bridges and overpasses. Wet surfaces or wet leaves are just as slippery. Ride on the least slippery portion of the lane and reduce speed. Cautious riders steer clear of roads covered with ice or snow. If you can't avoid a slippery surface, keep your motorcycle straight up and proceed as slowly as possible. If you encounter a large surface so slippery that you must coast or travel at a walking pace, consider letting your feet skim along the surface. If the motorcycle starts to fall, you can catch yourself. Be sure to keep off the brakes. If possible, squeeze the clutch and coast. Attempting this maneuver at anything other than the slowest of speeds could prove hazardous. Picture on page 28. Obstacles. Highlighted material on page 28. Test yourself 8. The best way to stop quickly is to A. Use the front brake only. B. Use the rear brake first. C. Throttle down and use the front brake. D. Use both brakes at the same time. The correct answer is D. Use both brakes at the same time. Continuing with the text. Railroad tracks, trolley tracks, and pavement seams. Usually it is safer to ride straight within your lane to cross tracks. Turning to take tracks head-on, at an 90-degree angle, can be more dangerous. Your path may carry you into another lane of traffic. For track and road seams that run parallel to your course, move far enough away from tracks, ruts, or pavement seams to cross at an angle of at least 45 degrees. Then, make a deliberate turn. Edging across could catch your tires and throw you off balance. Grooves and gratings. Riding over rain grooves or bridge gratings may cause a motorcycle to weave. The uneasy, wandering feeling is generally not hazardous. Relax, maintain a steady speed, and ride straight across. Crossing at an angle forces riders to zigzag to stay in the lane. The zigzag is far more hazardous than the wandering feeling. Pictures on page 29. Cross tracks, right. Cross tracks, wrong. Parallel tracks, right. Parallel tracks, wrong. Great crossings, right. Great crossings, wrong. Highlighted material on page 29. Test yourself, 9. When it starts to rain, it is usually best to A. Ride in the center of the lane. B. Pull off to the side until the rain stops. C. Ride in the tire tracks left by cars. D. Increase your speed. The correct answer is C. Ride in the tire tracks left by cars. Continuing with the text. Mechanical problems. You can find yourself in an emergency the moment something goes wrong with your motorcycle. In dealing with any mechanical problem, take into account the road and traffic conditions you face. Here are some guidelines that can help you handle mechanical problems safely. Tire failure. You will seldom hear a tire go flat. If the motorcycle starts handling differently, it may be a tire failure. This can be dangerous. You must be able to tell from the way the motorcycle reacts. If one of your tires suddenly loses air, react quickly to keep your balance. Pull off and check the tires. If the front tire goes flat, the steering will feel heavy. A front wheel flat is particularly hazardous because it affects your steering. You have to steer well to keep your balance. If the rear tire goes flat, the back of the motorcycle may jerk or sway from side to side. If either tire goes flat while riding, hold hand grips firmly, ease off the throttle, and keep a straight course. If braking is required, gradually apply the brake of the tire that isn't flat if you are sure which one it is. When the motorcycle slows, edge to the side of the road, squeeze the clutch, and stop. Stuck throttle. Twist the throttle back and forth several times. If the throttle cable is stuck, this may free it. If the throttle stays stuck, immediately operate the engine cutoff switch and pull on the clutch at the same time. This will remove power from the rear wheel, though engine sound may not immediately decline. Once the motorcycle is under control, pull off and stop. After you have stopped, check the throttle cable carefully to find the source of the trouble. Make certain the throttle works freely before you start to ride again. Wobble. A wobble occurs when the front wheel and handlebars suddenly start to shake from side to side at any speed. Most wobbles can be traced to improper loading, unsuitable accessories, or incorrect tire pressure. If you are carrying a heavy load, lighten it. If you can't, shift it. Center the weight lower and farther forward on the motorcycle. Make sure tire pressure, spring preload, air shocks, and dampers are at the settings recommended for that much weight. Make sure windshields and fairings are mounted properly. Check for poorly adjusted steering, worn steering parts, a front wheel that is bent, misaligned, or out of balance, loose wheel bearings or spokes, and worn swing arm bearings. If none of these is determined to be the cause, have the motorcycle checked out thoroughly by a qualified professional. Trying to accelerate out of a wobble will only make the motorcycle more unstable. Instead, grip the handlebars firmly, but don't fight the wobble. Close the throttle gradually to slow down. Do not apply the brakes. Braking could make the wobble worse. Move your weight as far forward and down as possible. Pull off the road as soon as you can to fix the problem. Drivetrain problems. The drivetrain for a motorcycle uses either a chain, belt, or driveshaft to transfer power from the engine to the rear wheel. Routine inspection, adjustment, and maintenance makes failure a rare occurrence. A chain or belt that slips or breaks while you're riding could lock the rear wheel and cause your motorcycle to skid. If the chain or belt breaks, you'll notice an instant loss of power to the rear wheel. Close the throttle and brake to a stop in a safe area. On a motorcycle with a drive shaft, loss of oil in the rear differential can cause the rear wheel to lock, and you may not be able to prevent a skid. Engine seizure. When the engine locks or freezes, it is usually low on oil. The engine's moving parts can't move smoothly against each other, and the engine overheats. The first sign may be a loss of engine power or a change in the engine's sound. Squeeze the clutch lever to disengage the engine from the rear wheel. Pull off the road and stop. Check the oil. If needed, oil should be added as soon as possible or the engine will seize. When this happens, the effect is the same as a locked rear wheel. Let the engine cool before restarting. Highlighted material on page 31. Test yourself 10. If your motorcycle starts to wobble, A. Accelerate out of the wobble. B. Use the brakes gradually. C. Grip the handlebars firmly and close the throttle gradually. D. Downshift. The correct answer is C. Grip the handlebars firmly and close the throttle gradually. Continuing with the text. Animals. Naturally, you should do everything you safely can to avoid hitting an animal. If you are in traffic, however, remain in your lane. Hitting something small is less dangerous to you than hitting something big, like a car. Motorcycles seem to attract dogs. If you are being chased, downshift and approach the animal slowly. As you approach it, accelerate and leave the animal behind. Don't kick at the animal. Keep control of your motorcycle and look to where you want to go. For larger animals, deer, elk, cattle, brake and prepare to stop. They are unpredictable. Flying objects. From time to time, riders are struck by insects, cigarettes thrown from cars, or pebbles kicked up by the tires of the vehicle ahead. If you are wearing face protection, it might get smeared or cracked, making it difficult to see. Without face protection, an object could hit you in the eye, face, or mouth. Whatever happens, keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the handlebars. When safe, pull off the road and repair the damage. Getting off the road. If you need to leave the road to check the motorcycle, or just to rest, be sure to check the roadside. Make sure the surface of the roadside is firm enough to ride on. If it is soft grass, loose sand, or you're just not sure about it, slow way down before you turn onto it. Signal. Drivers behind might not expect you to slow down. Give a clear signal that you will be slowing down and changing direction. Check your mirror and make a head check before you take any action. Pull off the road. Get as far off the road as you can. It can be very hard to spot a motorcycle by the side of the road. You don't want someone else pulling off at the same place you are. Park carefully. Loose and sloped shoulders can make setting the side or center stand difficult.